The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses 17 through 21 of Surah Shura, or Ash-Shura, gives us some very important fundamental points for us to understand and take on board in our day-to-day lives, in our overall decision for life, in every decision we make. Read verse 19 and then 20. These are again very important verses. I hesitate to discuss these verses because I feel that some of us will be thinking this is redundant. Some of us will be thinking, okay, you know, it's there. Tell me of history. This little thing that happened. Did Aisha do this? Did Yazid do that? Who cares? تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. A lot of times our references to these historic accounts is ridiculous. It's not to learn anything. Oh, no, this guy said this is the detail, that guy said this. Which one is it? Who cares? The Quran, when there's disputes between the followers of the Prophet and the Jews or the Christians about these were great prophets. These were great prophets, right? These were great prophets. But then there were disputes. And God says, that was a verse of the Quran that are, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. The Quran doesn't address which one of them is right. He says, what's your issue with that? تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. That is a nation they have passed on. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. For it is what they earned, what they did for themselves. And whatever they did wrong is their business. Don't busy yourself with these things. Don't ruin your lives with this thing. These are important teachings. The Quran repeatedly mentions them. We don't repeat it as much as the Quran tells us to repeat. And because of that, we don't adopt this ideology. Let me read it before that first line was very important, very fundamental. One of the lines that is haq and mizan that's related to a large portion of our lives is this. Verse 19. Allahu latifun bi'ibadih. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. God is the one who has mercy towards his ibad. He grants rizq and sustenance to whomever he wishes. This is the truth. You want to accept it or you want to wait for the day of judgment to see it was true. It's your choice. But this is what God says. He revealed. This is the mizan. You can kill yourself trying to earn a couple more pennies. Save a couple more pennies. Check every sale paper to see where you can find it cheaper. Trick this person to try to get it cheaper from them. Try to force this person in a bargain to give it to you for cheaper. You know, all of that to earn more in your mind. To be rich, to be wealthy. It causes us to look up to the likes of, oh, Bill Gates said this. Look at these verses. Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha. Whatever they have, they don't compare to Qarun, compared to his conditions. The Quran describes, Qarun said, I got this. That's what Elon Musk says. He shows off what he has. It's like, oh, these are secrets to my success. What success? The Quran tells you, God gave it to you. What do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Qarun said, I got it. Prophet Musa told him, ابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ. God gave that to you. God gave that to you. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives sustenance. You want to believe it? You don't want to believe it. It's your choice. It's our choice. But that's what God says. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives. What you do, what you don't do, has nothing to do with how much you're going to end up having. Has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. 110% Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Call me whatever you want. That's the very basic translation of this verse. You don't like it? Go find another Quran. Go make another Quran up. Like, but we need to study, but we need to do that. Not for this, no. Taklif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, study, I will study. Do that work, do that work. How much will I have? God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rizq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. A lot of Muslimin don't have... There was a father of a brother in his late teens. In a speech in another country, youth sitting there. I told him, look, brothers, sisters, you're young, understand this. Establish your life based on this fact, this truth. He wanted to beat me up, literally. If his son hadn't gotten into the way, he would have beat me up physically. He was already shouting his head off. What the heck are you telling these children? You should be telling them, study this, that. They're already not doing it. They need to work hard, this, that, the other. It's not about your work. It's about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are you teaching them? Brother, if you don't like this Quran, go make your own Quran. This is what the Quran says. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And this is what I believe. You want to kill me for it? Kill me for it. This is what I'm going to believe. And as long as I live, and as long as I breathe, and as long as there's blood pumping in my veins, this is the only thing. Al-haqqu min rabbik. The other verse here. And Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitaba bil-haqq wal-mizan. This is mizan. You learned economics, successful life, prosperity from the West. Like you got to work hard, this, that, the other to get it. No. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The Quran says. We work harder, not because of what you learn from Western universities, colleges, or just looking at it from the out, from abroad and loving the West and so on and so forth. The Prophet told us, he went into a grave. I don't know if you've seen burials. That's the sloppiest work anyone can do, because you're just going to bury a person and you're going to cover it up. They were burying a mu'min underground. They're going to cover it up. No one will ever see that. They're putting that stone over the body. It's called lahad. They were doing a sloppy job. The Holy Prophet said, wait. He went down there. He fixed it perfectly. Came outside. He said, when you do work, do it correctly. We learned this from the Prophet, not from Bill Gates, not from Steve Jobs. The Prophet does that. No one will ever see that. God does. That's one of the bigger differences. God sees that. God likes you to do things in that way. And He's always there. You don't brush anything under the carpet. There is no carpet for Allah. This applies to all of us, brothers and sisters. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The sooner we get this in our head, the sooner we will start making correct decisions. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. And then if you think that, oh, if God is the one who's going to give me sustenance, why are we so poor? We don't have, can God really give us? Yes, God is very powerful. قَوِي. And Aziz, he's not a being that can be defeated by anyone. He gives sustenance. He has the ability. No one stands any chance against him to stand against his will. He wants you to have this. You will have it. Period. No one in the world and outside the world can stop it. This is what God says. You want to choose to accept it, see this truth, or turn a blind eye to it, look up to Western ways of life? It's your choice.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Mateen Ghafur Shakur Wadud Qayyum Ra'uf Sabur Majid. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.